How's everyone doing?
Oh, sorry. Good. I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're great. Amazing.
Doing good.
So, welcome you guys on another episode. I'm going to be doing a story time, and this is the first time I came to New York. I have special guests on this episode, my girls. Ina, Nikki, and Esther. Do you guys want to say hi?
Hello, it's Ina.
What's up? This is Nikki.
Hi, I'm Esther.
Hey guys, how's your day going? How's it going?
It's
Really
going
good.
good.
Really good.
Pretty good.
All right, that's awesome. I'm so glad to hear that, you guys. So, are you guys excited? Remember our first trip to New York? Was this
Same. Remember it too well.
Okay, awesome. So, who arrived first? Do you guys remember your arrival? How was the experience like?
I think Easter arrived first. I was supposed to arrive first, but you know me, I missed my flight, so I had to get rebooked on like a later flight that was like 4 hours later.
On the same day.
On the same day. Yeah, that was grateful for that it was on the same day, but I think Easter got there first, right?
Yep, I
Yeah.
got there first.
How was it like?
It was a little stressful because I was in New Jersey and I had to, it was miserable getting there with a big bag and like 4 hours under the subway. It took me like 5 hours to get to the apartment. I mean, to the
Five
Airbnb.
hours.
Yeah, it took forever.
Did you get lost?
I got lost so many times, man. And I didn't know how to ride the subway. I was on the phone with her yet with a 2% battery life. But I was grateful once I got there because the place was cute.
My God, that sounds so stressful.
My bag was huge too, man. I could, it was hard enough to get myself in the subway in New York crowdness. Now imagine a bag, a huge suitcase.
Stress is an understatement for this trip.
Oh
It started off on an interesting note, but I was happy once I was in because then I was relaxing. I had a smoke. I showered. I got to eat something. I think I almost missed my flight too. Yeah,
my gosh.
I remember I was on the phone with Harriet. Harriet missed hers. We were on the way
We
together.
all missed our flight.
Yeah, Harriet missed her flight. I almost missed mine. And
I
yeah, I remember that day.
did. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I came like a day late. No, it was the same day. Or did I come a day
I was like,
later? A
Harriet,
day
you were already
later.
there before me.
You came like the next day.
Yeah. Or okay, so I arrived at like 2 in the morning and you like arrived later that day.
Okay, yeah, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the next day because I was stuck in Minneapolis for the rest of the evening.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, our Airbnb was so beautiful. What did you guys like about
The space. Like, I don't know how this guy did it, but he fit 3 beds in one room. Like, it was great.
Was amazing. It was beautiful on top of that. Like,
Was.
so after we arrived, like, we have never seen coming from Utah, we've never seen such a huge demographic of different races. So, like, when we got here, it was a huge culture shock. Like, we've never seen so many black people all in one place. Especially in Brooklyn, that's where we stayed. So,
There was black people everywhere.
literally everywhere. You turn
I
left, there's a black
was
person. You turn
down
right, there's a black
there.
person.
It's like, and like, embarrassingly, I was the person who noted, like, oh my God, there's another one. Oh my God, there's another one.
Oh my
Like, it was just so fascinating to me.
You know, coming from Utah is you don't see that many.
You
We're
really
very,
don't.
very few select here and there.
And like,
in Utah, the black people, like, we try not to make eye contact with each other. Like,
mm-hmm. But you have to a little bit because it's like, oh, I see yeah, you. You see me.
Right? But, like, in New York, they all make eye contact. Like, they're looking at you. Like, you see me, see you.
You guys find it intimidating? Oh,
it's like, am I supposed to say hi to you? Like, do we greet each other now? Like, what?
They want to know what's
up. Oh, my God. You guys remember that cute place we went to go eat?
Which one?
Like that same day we arrived, it was like a cute Mexican joint. It wasn't a Mexican joint. Dominican. It? Yeah,
you three. I think I came way later.
Oh, you didn't. Maybe it was just you. You it was just the three of us.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we went for a walk and then we ended up over there.
Listen, yeah, I didn't know what I was doing that night at like 10, 11.
Oh, yeah, you arrived late at night.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, we were just taking a stroll and it smells so good. Like, I have no idea what I was doing. Like, the lady, she did not speak English. And we were like, we want to eat.
She said, I want to eat.
We want the food. What did you guys get? Do you remember?
I got this bomb ass, like, mango smoothie or something.
Mm-hmm.
God, it was amazing.
I don't remember.
I think Issa got the same thing. She got, like, a smoothie or something.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I think I got rice.
Mm-hmm. It was, like, chicken, like, a whole chicken with, like, rice.
I had plantains.
And yeah, that place was really good though. It's called Rico Pollo.
I did not remember the name.
I was gonna say, how do you remember the name?
Oh girl, I got, you know, document.
She has all of it.
Oh god.
So then after that, like, we came back and pre-gamed in the Airbnb. Do you remember that?
I do. Can I just say that tequila was not it?
Ew!
Holy crap, tequila!
Yeah, do you remember that? We had a bottle of Jose Cuervo tequila.
Jose Cuervo was hitting
the gold kind. I remember it to this day.
It was still my favorite.
Yeah. Nah, man, that it gets the job done. Like, that's pretty good.
A little too much, but
yeah. So then after that, what did we do? I think we went to the mall. Do you guys remember that?
We went to the mall.
Mm-hmm.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we didn't go to the mall.
We didn't. No, I don't remember no mall.
We didn't mall either.
We did go to the mall. I met a friend online that had a smoke. So we went to the other side of town to go find that smoke buddy, and then we walked to the mm-hmm. mall.
Yeah, we did.
I don't remember any of
them. I don't remember them all at all.
No, we did, because Easter had a friend that we had to go meet, and then we went to the mall and we walked around, and then, like, remember we went by the friend's house, and it was a nice house.
Holy shit, I don't remember. Oh, this. I don't remember this. It did not. I wouldn't remember this part. I don't remember.
He like didn't let us in the house. He, like, we had to, like, wait outside or something.
Yep. Yeah. If he only let me in the house, he was all like, you can go to the bathroom, but that's it.
I remember that.
Because I was at his house earlier. I was waiting for y'all to come in and fly in, but I was bored. So I stayed at his place for a couple hours, smoked a bit, and then I came back. And then we went back to his place again to go buy some more.
I'm so weird. That happened in New York?
Yeah.
I don't know why I think that happened. Like, some. Oh, wow.
Can I tell you so much shit happened that weekend?
Bro, there really is some shit that happened that I don't remember. Like, I remember that part.
Yeah.
Because we walked through an H&M. Oh shit, I'm so weak. I did not. Ah, wow.
Oh man.
Remember, it was cold as shit too. It was cold that time.
I remember.
Oh man, that was so fun.
That had to be like the Bronx or something.
No, it was like Queens.
We went all the way to Queens.
Like Brooklyn, like Brooklyn, Queens, a little bit.
Did we walk over there?
No, we didn't take an Uber at all?
I don't.
No, I think we walked everywhere. Damn, I think we did. Yeah, and it was cold that night too. But yeah, like after we got back to the Airbnb and like we rolled up and then we sat outside and like smoked for a bit. And that was, I think, our first time smoking.
Okay, see, it's because I wasn't there, y'all. Y'all making me think I'm going crazy over here. I was like, I literally don't remember walking to a man's house. Oh my God. I was like, whose house did we walk up to? And no, for what?
We got back to the Airbnb and then Nikki got there and then we went out smoking and we were just like laughing outside.
Okay, I think I was there at that moment. Yeah.
Yeah,
I
remember that. Okay.
Oh my God. Oh, that was funny. Oh, it was the first time smoking. Do you guys remember what it was called? Gas something? Diesel?
It had to be diesel. Sour diesel?
Sour diesel.
Sour diesel. My God, everyone smokes sour diesel.
That's like the common thing in New York. Like, what do you have? Sour. I got the sour diesel. I got the sour diesel. But like, yeah, it was our first time. And like, I can't remember what we were laughing about, but like,
everything.
Hilarious. Like, oh my God, that was funny. But like, after that, I think, is that when we went to Social Butterfly, that Jamaican spot?
Was it that same night?
I think so.
Had to be her.
Yeah.
The next night was something.
Oh yeah, the next night it was something different. Yeah, because that was Friday.
That's when you guys took the Jose Cuervo bottle with you guys and you guys got fucked up in the bathroom. And then you came back and like y'all were just done.
That's why I don't like Jose Cuervo.
Oh my God.
I always remember that. I just what remember being too gone.
Isha's leg was like on the ceiling and she was throwing that ass back.
Oh yeah, the video.
Oh my God.
Gosh, that was wild. I just remember the fact that you got the bottle into the club, first of all.
Really though, y'all were not even thinking about it. That guy thought it.
I think we just held it and walked in. I don't think the guy noticed. I don't think we noticed.
Yeah, we yeah. Oh my God, that was the same night that I spent $40 on tequila shots.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, we were like, wow.
Yeah. $10 a shot. That was crazy.
$10 a shot. Like, I'm like, that can't be right.
We're in the big city now.
Damn. New York.
Nah, but for real, lately it's been $20 a shot. A shot of, what is it, Casamigos?
Mm-hmm. Oh
my God.
Mm-hmm. I just dare that to happen to Fargo. $10, $20 a shot, you'd be shut down. It's like $2 a shot here.
Nah, it's crazy here. It makes me just want to get fucked up at home and then go out.
That's what I'm saying.
No, it's not worth it. But yeah, remember how dead that place was, though? Nobody was dancing until we started.
I got videos. I was like, I remember we just took over the dance floor.
Mm-hmm. That poor DJ, he was just yelling the whole night and nobody was there. Oh, man, that was fun. And then we went outside and met those people outside.
The one with the niece and the aunt.
Oh, the aunt and the niece. Oh.
And then you guys called Gloria.
Yeah, man, that was funny. But, like, those people were cool, though. They were so
also,
cool.
Also, remember the guy that was all, like, because I think somebody was, like, rolling up.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, he, like, comes out of nowhere. He just stands next to us. And he's like, I don't even smoke, though. Mm-hmm. And, like, somehow, like, a circle developed. And, like, this guy just happened to have the book. And he just held on to it.
Somebody that said he wasn't smoking.
Why don't you pass the bag?
He reached for it.
Oh man, that was a fun night. I really enjoyed it. That was like our first night experiencing here.
Yeah,
it was so fun.
Oh yeah, it was cold as shit though.
What?
Did you say it was cold?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Girl, I don't remember.
Yeah, it was kind of cold. But then, like, the next morning, we got really cute and went out for a stroll.
Oh, yeah. Didn't we go to the... Where did we go? I know we walked everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Through Bushwick.
We also met your uncles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ooh.
We went to that Greek place. That place was amazing.
Do you remember what so it's good. Called?
I don't know. We oh, need to, you need to ask them.
Yeah, that place, I've been looking for it.
Okay. Let place me know, because I'm trying to go eat there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, definitely. And then we went to Times Square. How was you guys' experience with that?
I was a little disappointed, bro. I didn't know Times Square would be that wasaka.
Yeah, same. It was too crowded. I don't know. It was nice, though, the scenery. If you looked up, it was nice, but if you looked down...
Yep. Yeah,
there was a lot going on.
So much
Definitely a lot.
And it smells bad. Like,
and I wanted to eat street food, but I just couldn't with so many people and the food and, I mean, and the dirtiness. Ugh.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't know how long they've been there, too. So yeah,
time it for can, definitely. Know, it can be a pretty city, but at the same time, it's dirty. But, like, it was cool experiencing it for the first time, like, actually seeing, like, because, you know, you're, like, growing up, you see New York on, like, the TV, but it's bigger than what you think it is. That's, that's what I thought.
Oh, was, yeah. Like, the very, very...
A long beautiful. Time.
Yeah, we were walking everywhere. And then we ended
Central
up...
Central Park killed me when we got to Central Park.
Central Park, I would die.
I was Central Park. Mad we're still on our feet. Like, what?
Yeah, all day. It's like it was never ending. Like mm-hmm. we were just walking through that park.
We saw so much shit. Like, did you guys remember the rollerblading people?
Oh yeah. That was so cool.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. And then somebody was getting married, and then there was just so many different things going on all at once over there. And then, how was you guys' experience with the Brooklyn Bridge?
I love Brooklyn.
I loved it. It was pretty.
The views on either side.
Mm-hmm. The water. Mm-hmm. It's crowded though. That's mm-hmm. too much people. But
you guys, I'm telling you right now, it's even better at night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I bet.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
So at beautiful. Night. The whole city, just like over the water.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
Yeah. So, how did you guys love the subways? What was your favorite memory?
I like the entertainment. I didn't like that I was scared to touch anything or like put my face in anything. I didn't like that.
It scared me when like everybody gets on, they just get on, they stand right next to you. They don't care.
Yeah, they stand, like
they're
like,
touching you, they don't care either. I'm like, is this normal to touch in the subway?
Yeah.
You want what the fuck? Don't fucking touch me. I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't think Nancy's anxiety would like be able to handle the subway. Like, ooh. Nancy, I tell you, people be crowding in the subway. Like, y'all are like touching.
No, mm-hmm. I don't. No, like, okay. Our trains here, our tracks here in Utah, like, mm-hmm. if people don't touch, you stay as far away as you can from someone else.
Mm-hmm. But not here. Listen, mm-hmm. we all trying to get on the subway one way or another.
We got places to go.
Nope. There's people who are, like getting off of the trains here because it's too packed.
Yeah.
Oh.
Can't be. Did we tell you guys somebody took a shit on the subway?
Yeah. That's why. That just can't do it, man.
It was like new too. Like and it was like sprayed against the door.
And someone stepped in.
Oh.
At that point, no. I feel like you really don't give a fuck if you take a shit on the subway.
It was bad. Like this guy,
And I think he was like lit. I don't know if he was like drunk or high or whatever. He just walked in and he stood in it. And like, I'm like, does he not smell it? And then like, his head like went up a little bit. Like, he realized that it smells like shit. And he looked down and he's like, oh shit.
Oh man.
And then he got up at the next stop. I'm like, oh my God.
Nah, I was looking at Ina. I was all like, girl, somebody took a shit. We need to get off.
Did that person, where was that person?
Bro, they took the shit and took off.
I don't know.
Oh my God. I swear, if something like this happened here, it would be like on the news. Mm-hmm. And over there, y'all just, it's a normal thing. Oh my God.
That's
a regular thing. Sterilized. Literally, Fargo. Oh man, it would be
insane. That is Fargo breaking news.
I can't breathe, yeah.
And you got people sleeping in there, like people jacking off, people touching the poles, and people like,
no, the poles are disgusting.
You would never. No.
Yeah, it's disgusting, but that's not where everything goes down in the subway.
I did like the people who danced, who did like the little show.
Mm-hmm. They're entertaining. Still for this day, I like watching
can
them.
You believe that was like the most entertaining like people that I've seen on the subway? Like since, like I've never seen anyone do anything else that cool. Like mm-hmm. all the shows have been like really boring.
Yeah, it's like they got replaced with different people.
Like people singing church songs on guitars and shit.
I'm like, what? Yeah, it's just different. It's a different vibe now. But like that time, it was lit.
It was fun. No, I have Easter.
Yeah.
Do you remember the pizza place that we ate when I first got there? You remember the name?
I do. I remember it. No way.
You have, please God, tell me you did. Because listen, the way I've been looking for this pizza place since I got here, like I can't find it.
I don't remember.
The pizza was fire.
The pizza was so, it was good pizza.
It was
What is that?
Listen, I think I put like peppers on it and like mushrooms and like chicken. I don't know. It was just.
What's the name, girl?
I don't know. That's the problem.
Man, where was it?
It was in Brooklyn.
Damn.
Okay, is it the one that you kept ordering?
Yes.
Okay.
What is it called?
I don't know.
You think I
know? I just remember their pizza was good. It was so fire. I just remember Claudia like bought it like how many times?
It was so good. I've never eaten so much pizza.
She buys another box. I was like, okay.
And there's still more to experience.
Oh, my God.
Oh, for sure. Wait, did we eat that Jamaican vegan? Oh, no. That was in Florida. Never mind.
Oh,
yeah. Remember the Jamaican restaurant we went to where they try to, like, rip Harriet off? And, like, when she said something,
that
like,
girl's about to fight, I swear.
Yo, like, it was just me and you, right?
Yeah, it was me and you.
We went to this Jamaican spot, and, like, I ordered something, and
your total was, like, $11.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I saw your food portion, and I was like, that can't be, because I ordered a lot more food than you, and mine was $13. So I'm like, something's not right here. And then she went back up to the register, and this lady, oh, my God.
I was like, this is not what I ordered. I shouldn't be charged this. And what did she say? I don't remember. She rolled her eyes. She had an attitude. And she's all like, then you should have said something. And I was like, well, I'm saying it now. I didn't notice before.
Yeah, I think she said, like, you should have been paying attention or something like that.
Yeah.
I was like, oop.
Yeah, and then, like, she laughed, went to the back room, and then came back and said, I was like, yo, it can't be that serious. Like,
yeah, exactly. Me and Ina just standing in the back, like, what the fuck is happening?
I'm like, it cannot be this serious.
Right. And like, there's this guy that was standing there trying to help, and she's like, no.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh my God. Did she give you your change back? like the difference?
I think she did. Yeah,
had to have.
Yeah,
we were just standing.
I was like, I'm not leaving.
Well, listen, that food was fire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that food was delicious.
Mm-hmm. It was so good. But so you guys, later on that evening, we were trying to find something to do. Do you guys remember what happened?
That was a good night,
this
right?
This is where my memory starts getting hazy.
Yeah, me too. I'm like already halfway lost. I think I was drunk at this point.
Yeah.
The day I stayed home. I remember there was a day I stayed home. I was sick.
Well, that was the day after. So
yeah, that was the day after because we all stayed in.
Mm-hmm. Like that evening, like we were just like looking for like things to do,
yeah,
and
like, trying to
meet people.
And we hopped on the Tinder, you know, trying to find some people.
Then we met some people.
Boy, did we meet people?
It was lit. But yeah, those people sent us an Uber. And
do you guys remember that night at all?
Yeah,
I remember it clear as
okay. I did too. That night I remember very clearly.
Really? I was like so doped up on everything, I don't remember shit.
There was so much substance going on, like I don't, yeah, it was
yeah,
not, like I don't even remember how we lasted the whole night.
Listen, all I know is the sun was up outside, and Oma was like, it's time to go.
I think I was awake that entire night, too.
It was wild. Like, we went out, we pre-gamed at the house, and there was just so much shit going on. Like, oh my god. And then, like, after we were all too lit, like, I don't remember. We all got in cars. Too late to drive. We all got in cars or whatever. And like we went to this one spot. And there was like a line outside.
Yeah, yeah, we went to one spot first, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And like the line was too mad long.
Yeah.
Because I remember I met some guy in the line. Like he cut in front of me and I was like, hey, what the hell? And he's like, oh, relax. And then he introduced himself. He shook my hand, started talking to me. He's like, okay, add me on Instagram. Like, okay. So like I added him, and then he like casually just moved behind me and he just stood there.
Oh my gosh.
Trying to make conversation.
And then I guess like the line was too long, or like there was like a fee at the door or something.
We didn't want to be there.
We didn't want to be there, so we got into a random car.
Another, oh yeah, we got into a taxi. It was like a taxi, I mm-hmm. think. Wasn't it a taxi? And like the taxi driver was all like, who was that guy's name? Like,
oh, yeah, he got pissed off because I started arguing.
Yeah, he's all like, why is this person being rude? He said, fuck you this.
Fuck your car anyways. He's like, you know what? Fuck you then, dude. Like, fuck you then.
I don't remember what it was all about. But
and we were just sitting in the car and we were like, that's not us. That's the guy that got us the Uber. Yo, that guy was pissed.
He was bugging.
Oh, and he still gave us a ride. So. Yeah, that night just kept getting more wild.
And believe it or not, it was like a Halloween weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we finally went to this other spa, and like
this spot was so pretty. Oh my gosh, I remember it was so pretty.
Nice. And like Esther met an Aries outside, which was so cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't take the picture today. Mm-hmm. She had a dope costume on too.
It was so dope.
Same birthday and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was so cool. But But yeah, once we got inside, it was lit. Do you guys remember?
That is where my memory is gone.
Yeah, same here. That's when I remember. We were being forced to drink 20 drinks at once. My brain went bye-bye.
Those guys, like...
They were dropping a lot of money on these shots, can I just say?
Do you guys remember the bill was like $2,000?
Remember they did a $200 tip?
$2,000 for shots for all of us.
Right, and like we were like, no, we're good, we're good. Every 5 minutes, oh, we got you because of some shots.
I was like, I know, every time, like, no, keep drinking. I'm just like, okay, wait.
No. I went to the bathroom and threw up, came back, you got more. I'm like, I just threw up, drink some more.
Every 5 minutes, chat.
And then if he didn't, he would guilt trip. He's like, wow, I just spent $500 on these drinks. They're already here. I already took the guy too. What do you want to happen? Me to throw him away? Wow. Oh,
that was all tequila?
Yeah.
All tequila.
Man, he just mixed whatever garbage they had. I just felt sick after.
We were still turning up and like we were on the dance floor. Like it was crazy.
I've never danced so much in my life. I was dancing. I didn't care who it was.
And the music was hot, like we were, oh my god, it was a nice night. And then we went outside to the balcony for the patio lounge area.
Do you remember that we just kept having blunts being rolled? Like every single time I turned around, this guy was just rolling a blunt. I was like, designated blunt guys roller.
Brought a full bag. Man, all thanks to Tinder, man.
So this is ad for Tinder, so get on Tinder.
You'll meet some dope people.
Yes.
Oh my god, that was so fun. And then like I think after that, like the club closed. Well, it was closing and they're trying to escort everybody out, but we were still turning up inside.
I don't remember why.
I don't remember that part either.
Yeah, like yo, that
like,
was a
because like I lost you in the crowd when they were closing. And like one of those guys, he was like standing next to me. He's like, okay, I think they went outside. So we walked in the outside direction, and like you guys weren't there. And like, I guess a girl that you guys met in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, oh, your sisters are in the bathroom. I was like, oh, okay, thank you. So like, I walked back. And that's when I met the security guard. And he's like, oh, so what y'all about to get into? And I was like, I don't know. I gotta ask my sisters first. He's like, well, take my number down. Let me know what you said. I got his number and I walked the rest of the way to the bathroom and you guys are all there. Like, yeah.
Oh my god, the bathroom, it was deep.
People were fucked up in there too. Like, oh my god.
Oh yeah, I had a flight in 3 hours. I remember.
Oh my god.
Oh no, didn't they? We were like debating that for like a hot minute. Didn't that guy buy you a ticket?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sure did.
He told me to stay another 24 hours, so he bought me like a $200 or $300 ticket.
Yo, oh those guys,
they gave me clutch.
I know.
Yo, if you stay, I'll buy a plane ticket.
I wonder if their money was real.
God, they burned so much money that night. Like, so, oh my god, I can't believe it. And like, me, I didn't even know this stuff until afterward. I was done.
Nah.
Like, I didn't find out about all this shit till after.
We drove back to the apartment at like 5 in the morning.
I was like, the sun was up and I was like, it's time to go.
Go where?
Oh my god.
We went back to their place, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, we met Kevin and them. That's where we went next for breakfast.
Oh, was that the same day or was that?
That was the morning of. I don't remember, man.
Because we were not. We were because like the next day we were all just like, nope.
We were sick. Like.
Like, but yeah, after that, like they dropped us off. Did they drop us off or we took Uber? Okay.
I think they Ubered us back.
Yeah, so we got back to our Airbnb, like we couldn't sleep, like we
couldn't sleep.
No, I couldn't sleep.
I couldn't sleep either.
Oh yeah, you guys went there. It was me. I couldn't sleep, so I got back on Tinder and like I met someone.
Oh, this is when the okay.
Yeah. When Shadi came and picked me up and we hung out, I came back, I was knocked out. Yeah, that was fun. But yeah, you guys, that was overall one of my favorite trips.
That's definitely top three.
Yes.
Top three favorite trips.
Definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for the weather, it would have been perfect.
Perfect.
The weather, I feel like it wasn't too bad. Like, it was cold sometimes, but
during the day, it was okay. But the evenings, man, and mornings,
Yeah, it was freezing outside. It was like, what, late October too, when we came, so. But yeah. Oh.
New York City was lit.
Yeah, you guys need to come back again.
Oh, I want to. I want to. Not when it's cold, though, but.
Come in the spring.
Oh, yes. Say this.
Spring, it'll be beautiful. Wow. But yeah, guys, that was one of my favorite trips. I hope to make more amazing trips and more stories to come as well, too.
Always.
Anything you guys want to add with in regards to trips? Memories, life, anything?
We should do the Minnesota trip. That one was number one for me.
I'm down.
Yeah, Minnesota's close. That's fine with me.
Yeah, okay. All right, guys. Well, then we'll go ahead and end it then. You guys don't have anything else to say.
Yeah, that was a fun trip. It was a good trip.
It was really fun. But yeah, I'll go ahead and end it here. Thanks so much for listening, you guys, and thanks for sharing, you guys. This was really dope. Nice.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. But yeah, hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. Much love to all of you guys. Stay blessed, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.